I guess, first of all, unbelievable crowd here today, and I think the players felt that. It was another really hard work day, a highly competitive practice. Guys coming off a red eye, coming back from Carolina, having a day off, and they really came to work. It was a slow start offensively. If you watch the practice, we started out slow in the red zone. Another pick. We're learning how to recover from adversity, no doubt about it, because I think practice picked up after the individual period. I thought offensively it was sluggish, and then it got really competitive, and there was an ebb and flow to practice. So we worked hard running the ball against our cover two and did well with that. We had a long third and long period. I think you saw a lot of really good awkward catches by our receiving core. Guys were open and working some of the young guys. You probably saw the right side of our line today. I'll try to hit that right away with some content for you. I mean, this has been part of our plan. We wanted to get Kyle in there to get some work with the ones and Jordan as well. We need Jamarcus to get over there and work on as a backup at the left tackle position. And we think Evan is in better position to back up on the right side and get some work there and keep it competitive. So I wouldn't draw any conclusions about what's happened today. It really is part of our plan to find the best five over the course of training camp. And this is in week two, or at the end of the second game. This is the way we're starting. So we're not doing anything but working the plan at this point in time. On the other side of the ball, I thought we were very active defensively early. Again, Zach showed up, Isaiah showed up today in practice and made some plays. And a lot of the young guys stepped up after a very slow start in the red zone and a very slow individual period when we called them up. I thought it did pick up. And again, it was a very highly competitive practice. I think they worked very hard, and we're working each day, as I say every time, is just to get better. And guys stepped up after a long plane trip and got after it today throughout the practice and into the two-minute drill. Yeah, it's been day-to-day. He's going through a protocol. He was home this weekend resting. I haven't talked to Chris about him as of yet. And certainly, you know, he had two very good practices before he got the concussion. So, you know, it is lingering. It is day to day, and we're hoping for the best. But I can't tell you any more than that at this time. Well, I think what we're going to do tomorrow is we'll start with the twos and run the ball three times, and then we can get on with the regular part of practice. But I don't think it's a concern. It is kind of odd. I don't know that any of us have ever experienced that. But again, it's not a bad thing to fight back from failing on the first play of the game. And we had that happen the other night. And I think Jay, you know, showed he kept his poise. He had great demeanor throughout the game, through the time he was in there and throughout the game. And he didn't let it affect him. And I think that's a good sign. And that's something positive. You know, we're trying to draw positives out of it. And that would be the positive that, again, today I thought the guys came back and made it a highly competitive practice. I thought he had a good performance. Obviously, we'd like to see it continue. Again, it continued out here today. He made a couple of very good plays out here today in practice as a nickelback. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we need him. We need the competition there. We've lost Kelvin, and we need some guys to pick it up. And you know, I think that over the 12 practices we've had or 11 practices we've had in the preseason game, I think Isaiah is in the mix and he's fighting for a job on this team as a nickelback and as a special teams player, certainly. The truth of it is, and the content of it is, he's shown he can do it, and then he'll fall off, and then we've got to pick him up again, and he's got to understand it's so important for him to be a special teams player for us if he becomes a fourth or a fifth wide receiver, and he's competing to be a fourth or a fifth wide receiver. And you can see what Joe Anderson, Eric Weems do for us. I mean, that's part of the job of receiver who's not one of the top three. He's got to be an active special teams player and give us the kind of play that, you know, Joe and Eric give us on special teams at this point. So he's just starting to understand the importance. I have seen him out there, and when he's active and when he's focused, you know, he's shown that he has the ability to do it. And he's a young player. He's probably never done it before, obviously. But he's got to recognize how important it is because of where he would be on the roster presently to make special teams a priority, as all the guys who are looking for roster spots and are not starters. So we talk about that every day, and I think it's become clearer to him now, and I think we're going to see more because he's shown flashes of it in practice.